worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Let's just continue to worship. Can we sing Blessing and Honor, number 35 in the inserts? Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you, unto you. Who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you. Sing it once more. Let's worship Him. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power. Thank you, Lord. And strength be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you, unto you. Who sits at the right hand of God, be unto you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we truly, with all of our hearts,
amén, Padre Celestial, nosotros verdaderamente con nuestros corazones,
just crown Him King of Kings.
Yes. Te pronunciamos Rey de Reyes.
Lord of Lords.
Señor de señores.
Just pray that you'd be so exalted this morning in every heart.
Oramos que seas exaltado en cada corazón esta mañana.
Lord, as we make love to you, as we with all that's in us.
Que podamos amar con todo lo que hay en nosotros.
Pour out our love on you.
Derrama de tu amor.
You're so beautiful.
Eres tan hermoso.
So worthy of our praise.
Tan merecedor de nuestra alabanza.
Oh Lord, would you just be exalted this morning, Father?
Señor, ¿podrías
I pray that you would come and minister.
Oro que ministres.
As only you can, Lord. Would you take each individual into a place with you, by themselves, just you and them?
¿Podrías tomar a cada individuo como solo tú sabes hacer, tú y él?
Lord, and break bread.
Señor, rompas el pan.
Commune with us, Lord.
Y tengas comunión con nosotros.
We're hungry, Lord. We're needy.
Estamos hambrientos y necesitados.
We've tasted, we've partaken of you.
Hemos probado y hemos tomado parte de ti.
By your grace. And we want more. Hungering and thirsting this morning, Lord, for more of you.
Y queremos más, hambrientos y sedientos, queremos.
We just pray that you would do the supernatural this morning.
Esta mañana oramos que hagas lo sobrenatural.
In the opening of ears.
Y la apertura de los oídos.
To hear your spirit.
Para oír tu espíritu.
Grant it, Father. Just transport us, I pray, into that realm with you, into that dimension with you.
Concédelo, Padre, que podamos ser transportados a esa dimensión, a ese reino con.
Lord, we know hell is pressing itself into this dimension.
Señor, sabemos que el infierno está presionando fuerte en esta dimensión.
I believe you're pressing your people, Lord, into yours.
Estoy creyendo de que tú estás presionando a tu pueblo a la tuya.
So just look to you for these things, Father. We thank you for your grace.
Te miramos a ti buscando estas cosas, Padre.
We want to embrace you this morning, invite your presence here, Lord.
Queremos abrazarte, Señor, invitarte esta mañana.
And just rebuke any influence, any thought, any voice that would be contrary to yours in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Y queremos rechazar todo pensamiento que es contrario a ti en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Grant it, we pray.
Concédelo, lo oramos.
Again, we love you, we bless your name, Father. Give you all thanks and praise.
Te amamos y bendecimos tu nombre. Te damos todo honra y alabanza.
Amen. We ask this all now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. En el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. Amén.
Amen. God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
You can be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
Just want to greet everybody online.
Quisiera saludar a todos allá en línea.
And welcome. We have got a few visitors, Sister Yanita and the children.
Visitar a los
Natalie, Caleb, Stephen, sorry.
A los visitantes, hermana Lenita, Natalie, Caleb y Stephen.
Good to have you with us. And I think I'm sorry, Stephen, introduce it's your nephew cousin Noah. Noah, welcome. Glad to have you here.
El primo Noé, bienvenido.
We for those online, we just ask for a little bit of patience. Maybe you guys don't know sitting here, but we've had a few little interruptions with like the camera, just still learning and adjusting that a little bit. So
para aquellos en línea que nos tengan un poco de paciencia, pues estamos todavía ajustándonos con la cámara.
And I was bouncing back and forth there working on the sound system too, so I may have missed some. If sounds a little off, I apologize. That's my fault.
Y estaba ahí tratando con el sonido, así que si suena un poquito distorsionado, les pido disculpas.
God is good, amen. Don't you love him more every day?
Mientras le ama más cada día.
And we just, you know, I think of that scripture that says the path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day.
Y me estaba dando cuenta de esa escritura que el camino del justo es como la luz de la aurora que brilla más y más hasta alcanzar el perfecto del día.
That's so encouraging to me, because I think as this day grows later and it gets darker, that light, his light, is going to be so much more beautiful, more precious, and it's growing, I believe, in his people.
Eso me anima a mí, porque la luz de este día está creciendo y está fortaleciendo a su pueblo.
Now he tells us in the scripture,
ahora él nos dice en su escritura,
the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him.
Que el ángel del Señor acampa alrededor de aquellos que le temen.
Do you believe that?
¿Cree eso?
Lord, as Elijah prayed, open his eyes to his servant. Open our eyes to these things more.
Señor, así como Elías oró por su siervo, ábrele los ojos.
What did Brother Branham tell us? He said there's no empty chairs here.
¿Qué dijo el hermano Branham? Que aquí no hay sillas vacías.
So God, tune us more and more into this realm, this dimension, así with que you, with your voice, your spirit.
Señor, afínanos más con esta dimensión, con más de tu espíritu.
And just before we get started, a few things that I want to just touch on, that have been on my heart.
Y algunas cosas que han estado en mi corazón antes que empecemos.
Is that awareness, I think, a growing as he working on us, training us.
Es esa concientización de que él está ahí obrando en nosotros y nos está entrenando.
Taking us to a place of greater and greater dependence all the time.
llevándonos a un lugar donde hay mayor dependencia todo el tiempo.
On that voice, on hearing that voice.
En esa voz, escuchar esa voz.
And it's unique, each one of you. You are in that place, like perfect faith.
Y es única. Cada uno de ustedes está en ese lugar perfecto.
Walking with Him alone. And as we go on, I think that voice, you learning that voice, learning His voice, you.
Y mientras continuamos, tú vas aprendiendo más esa voz.
Is going to become more and more precious all the time.
Vendrá a ser más y más preciosa cada vez.
And are we going to get to a point where that voice?
Llegaremos a un punto donde esa voz.
Is all I have.
Es todo lo que tengo.
And I'm very comfortable there.
Y estoy
because
muy
if he's
cómodo
with me and I hear his voice,
si él está conmigo,
all is well.
Y escucho
Amen.
Esa voz, todo está bien, muy bien.
Now, we need, I think, more and more along with that.
Necesitamos más y más junto con ello.
Spiritual discernment.
Discernimiento espiritual.
There are spirits all around you and me all the time.
Hay espíritus todo alrededor nuestro, todo el tiempo.
And they're speaking to you.
Y te están hablando.
Spirits have voices. Jesus said, he said, I love it. Mark 4:24.
Espíritus tienen voces. Jesús lo dijo, lo amo en Marcos 4:24.
He said, be careful how, he said, take heed, be careful how you hear.
Él dijo, tomen, tengan cuidado cómo escuchan.
Watch, what, pay attention.
Presten atención, miren.
To the thoughts that are coming into your head.
A los pensamientos que vienen a su mente.
It's spirits and they're speaking to you constantly.
Son espíritus y están hablándote constantemente.
So we have, by His grace, we have
gracia.
The means within us.
Tenemos los significados dentro nuestro.
And remember, as Dad has brought out, paradox, right? Brother Branham's talking about those waves,
y recuerda
sound waves.
¿Cómo papá trajo esa paradoja, los sonidos de las ondas?
Of the voice of God, His voice, His word.
De la voz de Dios, su palabra, su voz.
And we, by His grace, we enter into that dimension. We hear that, a supernatural hearing, a spiritual hearing.
Y por su gracia entramos a su dimensión, a escuchar sobrenatural.
But he said also, remember he said there's voices, pictures going through this room right now.
Pero también él dijo que hay voces, fotos yendo a través de esta habitación justo ahora.
Now, pay attention to those things.
Entonces, preste atención a
eso. Watch what you're feeding on, watch what you're listening to.
Vigila lo que se está alimentando y está escuchando.
Spirits need a vessel.
Espíritus necesitan un vaso.
The Holy Spirit needs a vessel,
el
each one of you.
Santo necesita un vaso.
And the evil spirits, the spirits of darkness,
y los espíritus de maldad, espíritus
need
de maldad.
A vessel.
Necesitan un vaso.
So when you are seeing people
entonces,
around you,
cuando ves a la gente alrededor tuyo,
remember what Brother Branham said. He said, everything in this realm, this dimension,
recuerda lo que el hermano Branham dijo, todo en esta dimensión, este reino,
represents something in another dimension.
Representa algo en la otra dimensión.
So again, let's wake up.
Entonces nuevamente despierte.
Pay attention to what's around you.
Preste atención a lo que está alrededor suyo.
Discern. Jesus said, try the spirits. The word said, try the spirit. Believe not every spirit.
Discierna. Pruebe todos los espíritus.
But try them. Listen. Pay attention.
Pruébelos. Escúchelos.
You're dealing with people and those people have spirits.
Usted trata con la gente y esa gente tiene espíritus.
Think of, I love it in questions and answers.
Yo lo amo en preguntas y respuestas.
You can tell there's, I mean, I've been there. I think we've all been there. There's somebody that's been very troubled, I think. And they're battling.
Hay alguien de que está en muchos problemas, está batallando.
They're battling up here.
Está batallando justo
like
aquí.
We all do.
Como todos lo hacemos.
And Brother Branham, they ask the question, Brother Branham, how do I know?
Y ellos preguntan, el hermano Branham, ¿cómo yo sé?
If the thoughts I'm thinking.
Si los pensamientos que pienso.
If it's me or the devil.
Que si son
I
míos
think it's how
diablo.
It goes. Do you remember how he answers that?
Yo creo que así va.
He says, well, if it's of the word, it's of God.
Bueno, si es de la palabra, es de Dios.
If it's not, it's of the devil.
Si no lo es del diablo.
So again, just urging you, please.
Entonces, nuevamente,
all of us, I think.
Incitándoles que todos, cada uno de nosotros.
More and more to be attentive to these things. You know.
Más y más sean atentos a estas cosas.
I don't know, I just thought of this. This sounds, might be a little bit off, but you see the bumper stickers.
Acabo de pensar esto, quizás esté un poco fuera de contexto, pero ven los stickers
says, start seeing motorcycles.
De los bumpers, lo empiezan a ver en las motocicletas.
Start seeing spirits, brothers and sisters. Pay attention to what's around you.
Empiezas a ver espíritus. espíritus. Hermanos, hermanas, presta atención a lo que está viendo alrededor suyo.
Watch the thoughts that come into your head.
Vigile los pensamientos que vienen a su mente.
Their voices, they're spiritual. A thought is a spiritual voice.
Un pensamiento es una voz espiritual.
So again, we need discernment in this hour, and by His grace.
Entonces, nuevamente, en esta hora necesitamos discernimiento y por su gracia.
And it just about drives you crazy sometimes.
Que quizás trata de volverte loco algunas veces.
Filter out everything else, but that voice, one voice.
Desecha todo lo demás, pero solo una voz.
Because He's going to have a people that are dominated, ruled. That's a good thing.
Porque él tendrá un
dominated by Him
que será gobernado,
and His Spirit
y su espíritu,
and His voice,
y su voz.
Not anything else. So again, what are
nada
we
más.
Challenging all of us? What are we listening to this morning?
Entonces, ¿a qué estamos escuchando esta mañana?
What are we feeding on?
¿De qué nos estamos alimentando?
Careful.
Tenga cuidado.
So I think even, we'll just turn there in a second, but Jesus, looking at him, of course, is our perfect example. Is the Lord moving us more and more into a place away from this dimension?
Yo creo que Jesús es el perfecto ejemplo donde el Señor nos está moviendo de esta dimensión.
Away from our own senses.
Lejos de nuestros propios sentidos.
Our own thinking, reasoning.
Pensamientos, razonamientos.
Listen, you watch that reasoning.
Escuchen, vigile ese razonamiento.
You know, that's the devil's tactic, reasoning.
Y esa es la táctica del diablo, razonar.
You stay with the word.
Y quédese con la palabra.
The Holy Spirit,
el Espíritu Santo,
will say amen,
dirá amén,
to every word,
a cada palabra.
So it's, so you don't have to turn there, but I just thinking of this, again, thinking of this,
no tiene que
our
ir.
Lord Jesus, so taken over by that Spirit of God.
Pero el Señor Jesús tomado por el Espíritu de Dios.
In Isaiah 11, it says there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
Saldrá una vara del tronco de Isaí, y un vástago retoñará de sus raíces.
Verse 2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Y verso 2, y reposará sobre él el Espíritu de Jehová, Espíritu de sabiduría.
That Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might.
De sabiduría e inteligencia, de consejo y poder.
The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
El espíritu de conocimiento y de temor de Jehová.
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord.
Y le hará entender diligente en el temor de Jehová.
Now look what comes next. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
Y mira lo que viene. No juzgará según la vista de sus ojos, ni arguirá por lo que oigan sus oídos.
So there you can see that again. Lord, release us from our senses. We're not driven or dictated or moved by those things.
Entonces puede verlo nuevamente ahí, Señor, libértanos de nuestros sentimientos.
Said, as I hear,
y él dice, como escucho,
I judge.
Yo juzgo.
So there we go, right back into that place. Each one of us, each one of you.
Entonces vamos de vuelta a ese lugar, tú, cada uno de nosotros, escuchando.
Learning that voice, learning to walk with him.
Aprendiendo esa voz, a caminar con él.
Attentive to it.
Atento a ello.
And I love as Elijah on that mountain.
Y yo lo amo como Elías en ese monte.
There was earthquake, there was fire, there was wind.
Había temblor, fuego y viento.
None of these things, God wasn't there. It was
pero ninguna de estas
still
cosas.
Small voice.
Dios estaba ahí.
So may we
una
be
voz
moved also
apacible.
Only.
Somos movidos solamente por
by that. By
eso.
That still small voice.
Esa voz sutil.
Amen. Don't you love him?
Amén. ¿No le ama?
So, that was just something.
Entonces fue un pensamiento.
Things feeling very strongly on my heart.
Just, cosas que se están llenando.
The Lord dealing with me, if nothing else, say, okay, maybe you are like, hey, this is nothing new. Well, talking to myself then. So, maybe this is where I'm at right now, just what the Lord's taken me through. But
aquí es donde el Señor me está tomando.
Urging you and encouraging you with all of my heart.
Pero les estoy motivando con todo mi corazón.
Wake up.
Despierte.
Open your eyes. Pay attention to what's going in here.
Abra sus ojos y presta atención a lo que está aconteciendo
aquí.
Watch
what you identify with.
Vigila con lo que usted se está identificando.
And take it back to here.
Y tómelo de vuelta aquí.
Again.
Nuevamente.
It agrees with this.
Si concuerda
every
con
word,
esto. Cada palabra.
You know, that's where he wants us to be, in tune with his spirit in these things. So.
Y es ahí donde él nos quiere estar para estar afinados con el espíritu.
Amen.
Amén.
All right, so we'll go ahead and you would stand with me and we'll open up with our text this morning.
Abriremos con nuestro texto esta mañana.
We'll probably see this this ties in very much in a way, so I might continue to weave in some of these same things we just touched on as we go through this. But let's start with John chapter 1.
Empezaremos con Juan capítulo 1. Muchas de esas cosas se pueden ser repetitivas, pero es que todo se ata, se une.
And you know what? We're going to do a little bit of reading because there's some things here we're going to just try to pull out and meditate on, I guess. And let's start with verse 1.
Empezaremos con el verso 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
En el principio era el Verbo, y el Verbo era con Dios, y el Verbo era Dios.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Este era en el principio con Dios.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Todas las cosas por él fueron hechas, y sin él nada de lo que ha sido hecho fue hecho.
Okay, in him was life,
en
and
él
the life was the light of men.
Estaba la vida, y la vida era la luz de los hombres.
And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not.
La luz en las tinieblas resplandece, y las tinieblas no prevalecerá contra ella.
Verse 6, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John.
Verso 6, hubo un hombre enviado de Dios, el cual se llamaba Juan.
God sends men, doesn't he?
Dios
uses men.
Envía al hombre, él usa hombre, ¿no es así?
Alpha and Omega, is there the same in this day?
Alpha y Omega, ¿no es la misma cosa este
the
día?
The same came for a witness.
Este vino por testimonio.
To bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
Para que diese testimonio de la luz, a fin de que todos creyesen por él.
I'm coming and I'm representing something in another dimension, and I'm bringing it to you.
Yo vengo y estoy representando algo de otra dimensión y te lo estoy trayendo.
He was not that light.
Él no era la luz.
But was sent to bear witness of that light.
Sino para que diese testimonio
Amen.
De
that
la luz.
That was the true light.
Aquella luz verdadera.
Which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Que alumbra a todo hombre venía a este mundo.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
En el mundo estaba, y el mundo por él fue hecho, pero el mundo no le conoció.
He came unto his own, and his own received him.
A lo suyo vino, y los suyos
Alpha
no lo recibieron.
Alpha and Omega, all the way through.
Alpha y Omega, todo por todo el camino.
Okay, now finally, verse 12.
Y finalmente en el verso 12.
But as many as received him.
Mas a todos los que le recibieron.
To them. Gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
A los que creen en su nombre, les dio potestad de ser hechos hijos de Dios.
Amen. You can be seated. And I just love that verse 12. As many as received him, is there an Alpha and is there Omega all the way through these verses? Absolutely. We can see that by his grace.
Yo amo ese verso 12, todos aquellos que lo recibieron, hay un alfa y un omega.
Today we've seen him identified.
Por tu gracia hoy lo vemos identificado.
We have seen Jesus Christ today.
Hemos visto a Jesucristo hoy.
As we turn back into the Bible.
Mientras nos vamos de vuelta a la Biblia.
What was the last form that he was seen in and witnessed in?
¿Cuál fue la última forma en la cual ha sido visto y testificado?
It was a pillar of fire.
Fue una columna de fuego.
What did he say? He said, I am Jesus.
¿Qué dijo él? Yo soy Jesús.
Same pillar of fire, that same Jesus. What a blessing.
La misma
What an
columna
amazing reality.
El mismo Jesús, qué sorprendente.
Same Jesus today.
El mismo Jesús de hoy.
And by his grace,
y por su gracia,
he's opened our eyes and we see him present tense.
Él ha abierto nuestros ojos y le vemos.
Says to them that received
him,
gave he power to become the right, the privilege.
Aquellos que le recibieron les dio poder, el derecho, el privilegio.
To become sons.
De venir a ser hijos.
So we want to just dwell on that. That I can't get away from it right now. Becoming sons.
Venir a llegar a ser.
You are sons.
Son hijos.
You're becoming sons.
Están
becoming into your full potential.
Llegando a ser a su gran potencial.
And what does that really mean? It's becoming into his potential, his likeness.
¿Qué quiere decir eso? Venir a ser a su potencial,
his image.
Su imagen, su semejanza.
So, kind of a continuation on some things I had brought out last time.
algo de una continuación que traje la vez pasada.
Of this beautiful final work that God is doing in His bride, in His people.
Este hermoso trabajo final que Dios está haciendo en su novia, su pueblo.
What a time! What a time that we're living in.
Qué tiempo en el que
God taking His church to perfection.
Dios tomando a su iglesia a perfección.
Taking her to maturity.
Tomándola a madurez.
To completion.
A completa complet.
Where she
totalidad.
Looks like Him. She acts like Him.
Ella se ve como Él y actúa
she
como Él.
Talks like Him.
Y habla como Él.
Amen.
Amen.
So, kind of just dwelling or focusing this morning on the manifestation of Him in His bride.
Entonces, es habitando allí en la manifestación de Él
so
en su
So we know novia. God, the essence of who He is. He's life.
Dios, la esencia de quién es Él en la vida.
And He must express Himself.
Y él debe expresarse a sí
we
mismo.
Know so beautifully as the prophet brought us back before time.
Y lo vemos tan hermosamente como el profeta nos trajo antes del tiempo.
Before the beginning.
Antes del inicio.
God with His attributes.
Dios con sus atributos.
All these things that had to be expressed.
Todas estas cosas que tenían
had
que ser expresadas.
To be displayed.
Tenían que ser desplegadas.
Who He is.
Quién él es.
Healer, Savior,
Salvador.
All these things.
Todas estas cosas.
Expressed.
Expresadas.
But what else was there?
Pero
in the
qué
beginning?
Más había ahí en el
you,
principio? Tú.
You were there.
Tú estuviste.
You were a part of Him. You were in Him.
Tú eras parte de él. Estabas en él.
What was that like? What did that look like?
¿A qué se parecía eso?
What are you going to look like in the future?
¿Cómo te verás en el futuro?
All these things have to come into being because God has to manifest and express.
Todas estas cosas tienen que venir al juego porque Dios tiene que manifestar.
I want to touch on something now. So this will be kind of what we're looking at this morning. But I want to read something here from Lean Not Unto Thine Own Understanding.
Quiero leer algo aquí de No Descanses de Tu Propio Entendimiento.
I love that. I love that title right there. Lean not on your own understanding.
Amo ese título. No confíes en tu propio entendimiento.
There you go. There's a huge key to, I don't know, overcoming and so many things right there. Lean not on your own understanding.
No
wonderful.
No confíes en tu propio entendimiento.
So he Muchas says there, this is paragraph 17.
Y él dice en el párrafo 17.
He says, so you see,
entonces ven,
if you were in the foreknowledge of God,
si estuvieron en el previo conocimiento de Dios,
then you are becoming a part of God.
Entonces vienes a ser parte de Dios.
You are becoming a part of God.
Vienen a ser parte de
He
Dios.
He says, and then the only way you can be a son or daughter of God, you had to be a part of God.
Y la única manera como tú puedes ser hijo o hija de Dios es que seas parte de él.
So we are going to look at the principles of life
Entonces,
here,
a los
of God manifesting Himself and expressing Himself
de Dios manifestándose a sí mismo y expresándose
through you
a través
and
tuyo
me
y
by
mí,
His grace.
Por su gracia.
What does He say next? He says, he says you're a son and daughter of God. You're a part of God.
Entonces tú eres un hijo, hija de Dios, parte de Dios.
God, and God isn't complete
y Dios está incompleto
without you.
Está incompleto sin
ti. Amen. I don't know about you. That blesses me. That is so wonderful.
No
Think
sé,
of that, Brother Alfred.
No sé,
He's not complete
pero,
without you.
Pero piensa al respecto,
so
hermano,
God in His
completo sin ti.
Displaying of Himself and manifesting Himself,
si Dios está desplegado,
all that He is,
mismo, todo lo que él es,
you're included in that.
Tú estás incluido en eso.
So we look at the manifestation of God
Entonces,
in this hour,
la manifestación de Dios en esta hora,
it's bringing His body into perfection, into completion.
Es trayendo a su cuerpo a perfección,
so that He
a
can
plenitud.
Manifest, He can display Himself through us.
Entonces él puede desplegarse y manifestarse a sí mismo.
Let's turn to this is a familiar one, but let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
Y vayamos a Romanos 8.
So beautiful, verse 14.
Bien hermoso, en el verso 14.
Actually, we didn't finish. We'll come back to that. Romans 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There we go again, just like we were talking about earlier.
Los que son guiados por el Espíritu de Dios son hijos de Dios.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry,
pues
Abba. father.
No has recibido el espíritu de esclavitud, sino de adopción. Por tanto, clamamos Abba, Padre.
I'm sorry, let me, okay. There we go. Okay, and we're on verse 16 now.
Verso 16.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
El Espíritu mismo da testimonio a nuestro espíritu de que somos hijos de Dios.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Y si hijos, también herederos, herederos de Dios y coherederos con Cristo.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Y si es que padecemos juntamente con él, para que juntamente con él seamos glorificados.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed where? In us.
Pues tengo por cierto que las aflicciones del tiempo presente no son comparables a la gloria venidera que en nosotros ha de manifestarse.
God's amazing heart, his plan, you're a part of it, like we just read. He's not complete without you.
Entonces, el corazón inmenso de Dios,
and that glory, the nature and the character and all these things of God himself displayed in a people.
Y esa gloria, esa naturaleza, ese carácter de Dios está desplegado en su pueblo.
And then finally,
nos está tomando ahí, y finalmente.
Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
En el verso 19, porque el anhelo ardiente de la creación es el guardar la manifestación de los hijos
it's
de Dios.
It's God manifested. It's you manifest. It's him through you. This beautiful plan, this beautiful act that he's, this again, final act that God is doing in his people, taking us to completion.
Es Dios manifestado a través de tuyos, llevándolo okay. Al acto final.
So let's go back actually to finish this quote. I'm sorry.
Y vamos de vuelta a finalizar.
So he's saying God is not complete.
Y entonces dice que Dios no está
without
completo.
You. There you were back in the beginning. There you were, a part of him.
Ahí estabas tú de vuelta en el principio, parte de él.
And that must be expressed.
Y eso debe ser expresado.
And it's expressed in this day.
Y es expresado en este día.
He's ordained you for this age.
Él te ha ordenado en esta edad.
And it's the light of the hour.
Y es la luz de la hora.
Right? What brings life? It's light.
¿Y qué trae la
alone.
Vida? Es la luz
so
sola.
Just in the beginning.
Entonces, en el principio.
Like in the beginning.
Como en el principio.
We'll actually get there in a minute.
Llegaremos
so,
ahí.
But that light.
Pero esa luz.
Brooding over the earth.
Flotando a través de la tierra.
Bringing life to those seeds, to the word that was spoken.
Y trayendo vida a esas simientes que habían
it's
sido habladas.
It's the same thing in this day. The light of God, the Holy Spirit.
Es la misma
today,
cosa. La luz de Dios, del Espíritu Santo, hoy.
Brooding over his people and bringing life to that word.
Flotando a través de ese pueblo, trayendo vida a esa palabra.
Bringing you into manifestation.
Trayéndote a manifestación.
And him into manifestation through you.
Y a él a manifestación a través tuyo.
So, let's continue this. He's again, he said, God's not complete without you.
Entonces, dice que Dios no está completo
he says,
sin ti.
There's only one resource of eternal life, and that is God.
Y hay solo una fuente de vida eterna, y ese es Dios.
And him alone has eternal life.
Y solamente él tiene vida eterna.
See, he says, now you were a part of him.
Ve, entonces usted era parte de él.
In so much that you're an attribute or in his thinking in the beginning.
Tanto que tú eres un atributo, su pensamiento en el principio.
Now, what he says next, I want you to hold on to, because this is precious.
Y lo que dice próximo, quiero que lo retenga,
so precious.
Porque es precioso.
And that,
y eso,
he says, because he thought of you in the beginning,
por causa de que él pensó de ti en el principio,
he gives that little tug towards him. I like that.
Él da ese pequeño.
Can you say amen to that? Yes. Well, let me read that again. Because he thought of you in the beginning,
porque pensó en ti en el principio,
it gives that little tug towards him. Ah, there's a magnet. Home, mother, father. I'm.
Es un imán, padre, madre.
Yes, that's him, and
ese
that's
tirón.
Grace. So that is the most precious thing in all of
ese.
Life.
Y esa es la cosa más hermosa en la vida.
Is that tug.
Ese jalón.
That something in there that answers back and says, yes.
Hay algo ahí dentro que responde sí.
I'm a part of him.
Sí, soy parte
until
de él.
Until then, until that happens, I'm miserable and I
mientras
can't
tanto,
find my way. But then that lights up and everything is
hasta
everything
que eso pase.
Begins to make sense then.
Soy miserable,
I'm a part of him and
pase,
he's a part of me.
todo tendrá
sentido. So would you do me a favor, somebody? I'm sorry, I just want to, I think as we go through a few more of these, I'd like to, just would somebody send them out to Grace Ministries? You could say, by the, so maybe go back to that, that little tug towards him, if you just want to search on those words and then just send that out. I'd love us to hold these things together and maybe continue to dwell on them. So let's keep going. So this beautiful, we've already kind of talked about this, but this life, this principle of God and manifesting himself and expressing himself, it's all laid out.
Este principio de Dios, esta vida, está todo establecido.
And in the beginning, if you turn to Genesis 1,
en el principio, si usted va a Génesis 1,
we'll just kind of go through this slowly, but
pasaremos por ahí lentamente, pero
in the beginning, God, verse 1, God created the heaven and the earth.
En el principio creó Dios los cielos y la tierra, verso 1.
And the earth was, so okay, he created. How did he create?
Y la, he spoke. La tierra estaba como él creó.
So there's that creation, verse 2.
Está esa creación en el verso 2.
The earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. I'm sorry.
La tierra estaba desordenada y vacía, y las tinieblas estaban sobre la faz del abismo.
Okay, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Y el Espíritu de Dios se movía sobre la faz de las aguas.
So again, that beautiful drama, the image that Brother Branham lays out for us so beautifully.
Entonces nuevamente, ese hermoso drama que el hermano Branham
establece.
You
can just see that dark form, the earth.
Puedes ver esa forma oscura, la tierra.
And water and all these things. And
y agua, todas estas cosas.
Lying beneath all that was seed.
Right? Y debajo de eso venía estaba la semilla.
So let's keep going.
Continuemos.
And verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Y en el verso 3 dijo Dios, sea la luz, y fue la luz.
All right, so now light enters the picture.
Y esa luz entra en el cuadro.
All right, now we're going to move on.
Continuaremos.
Let's see. So we can follow this. We know kind of this progression. Let's jump down to...
Podemos continuar.
Actually, let's just jump down to verse 11 there.
Saltemos al verso 11. Sabemos
so we know this, how this continues on, and then verse 11 being
sabemos cómo continúa, y vemos en el verso 11.
Our principle, our foundation for all of life.
Nuestro principio, la fundación de toda la vida.
Including us.
Incluyéndonos a nosotros.
Every seed after its kind.
Toda
right?
Simiente.
So, verse 11.
Produce de lo mismo.
He says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed was in it, is in itself.
Después Dios dijo, produzca la tierra hierba verde, hierba que de semilla, árbol de fruto.
And it was so.
Que dé fruto según su género, que su semilla esté sobre él, y así fue.
So, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed is in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Produjo pues la tierra hierba verde, hierba que da semilla según su naturaleza, y árbol que da fruto cuya semilla está en él según su género.
So God set this, there's your principle, the basics of life, every seed after its kind. Seed life produces life after its kind.
Y Dios establece esta ley de que toda semilla produce según su género.
And there's fruit.
Y la semilla de vida produce vida.
There's an expression of that life.
Hay una expresión
so it
de
reproduces
esa vida.
Itself,
y se
and it bears fruit.
Produce a sí misma y da fruto.
So again, just looking at these things, is I know this is simple, it's familiar, we've been through this.
Y estas cosas son simples y familiares.
But as we look at, again, God manifesting himself today,
y mientras vemos que Dios está manifestándose hoy,
and you and I being included in part of that by his grace, remember what we read,
estamos incluidos
he's
por su
not complete
él.
Without you.
Él no está completo
so
sin
when
ti.
He's bringing his plan to completion, he's bringing us to that place of finishing us.
Entonces, cuando él trae
you're part of that. You're part of him expressing and manifesting himself today.
Eres parte de él manifestándose.
Another one I want to just touch on. This is from The Seed Shall Not Be Heir with a Shuck. And he's basically, oh, this is amazing. So maybe somebody, if you want to just somewhere along the way, listen in on some of the wording. But yeah. I want to go through this slowly because it's beautiful.
Y la próxima es que las semilla no heredará con la cáscara, dice.
He says this is the seed shall not be earth, the shot, paragraph 79.
En el párrafo 79.
Says he was God, the Logos.
Él era Dios, el Logos.
The word that went out of God.
La palabra que salió de Dios.
When it, there you go, when it began to brood upon the earth.
Cuando él empezó a flotar sobre la tierra.
It brought forth marine life.
Él trajo la vida marina.
Now look at this. When the Spirit of God, the Logos, the Word.
Entonces, cuando el Espíritu de Dios, el Logo, el Verbo.
Which God said, let there be.
Que dijo Dios, sea.
I love this. He says, and there went the Logos, which is the Word.
Y ahí fue el Logos, el cual es la palabra.
And the Word began to.
Y la palabra continuó a.
The Word began to.
La palabra empieza a.
Listen. Because all this was in the Logos.
Escucha, porque todo
all
esto estaba
this was
en el,
in the Logos.
En el Verbo.
The whole Word of God.
La palabra completa de Dios.
The whole Bible for every age.
Toda la Biblia para cada edad.
And as the Logos began to breathe upon the earth. Now,
ahí está el Logos empezando a
pause right
crear
there. Let's think spiritual
tierra.
As he's taking us through this. Let's think spiritual. As the Logos began to breathe upon the earth,
así como el Logos empezó a crear sobre la
there
tierra.
Come marine life.
Ahí empezó a darse la vida marina.
And building up the bird life.
Y continuó la vida
and
de
on
pájaros.
Up, on up to animal life.
Y continuó la vida animal.
And finally there comes something in the representation.
Y finalmente viene algo en representación.
Or look like the thing that was brewing it or brooding over it.
Ooh. Y se miraba a la, semejante a la cosa que lo estaba.
Taking us back there is the Holy Spirit, that pillar of fire, doing the same thing today.
Elaborando.
Brooding over his seed, bringing it back into an image that looks something like me, like him.
Él está flotando sobre su simiente, trayéndolo de vuelta.
Brooding over it.
A él.
He said, finally there comes something in the representation or looked like the thing that was brooding over it, God, a man in the very image of God.
Algo que está flotando sobre él, Dios, un hombre que es la misma imagen de Dios.
See, he said that man fell, like the seed has to fall.
Este hombre cayó como la semilla tenía que caer. Entonces Dios.
Then God began to brood over that after the fall.
Entonces Dios tuvo que brotar sobre él.
He brought up an Enoch. He brought up an Elijah. He brought up a Moses.
Él trajo un Enoch y un Elías y un Moisés.
He brought up prophet after prophet.
Trajo profeta tras profeta.
Trying to restore that image again.
Tratando de restaurar esa imagen nuevamente.
And finally upon the earth came the genuine image of God himself again.
Y finalmente trajo la imagen genuina de Dios.
Which was God.
El mismo, el cual fue Dios.
The Logos made flesh
el Logos
dwelt among us.
Hecho carne y habitó entre nosotros.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
I mean, you stop and you read this and you just, the whole world disappears. There's nothing close to this. We are so blessed to have this.
Somos
it is life.
Para tener esto,
I've
vida.
Met him. You've met him. I know that you have met him here in his word.
Lo he conocido,
and he's
sé que
changing us.
Y nos está cambiando.
It is happening.
Está
the
pasando.
Rapture is happening.
El rapto
it's
está pasando.
Underway. Because we're caught up right now in a dimension with him in his word.
Capturados ahora en una dimensión donde él y su palabra.
Excuse me.
Awesome. Es sublime. Es hermoso.
Let's keep going.
Continuemos.
He says, so he keeps going here. He says, that man
dice,
fell, the seed has to fall. Okay, sorry. Okay, so he says that same, okay, beautiful. So he says the word, which was God, the Logos, was made flesh and dwelt among us. End of 80 there. And then starting paragraph 81. He says, now that same Logos has a part.
Dice que ese mismo Logos tiene una parte.
He's got a bride.
Tiene una novia.
Isn't that beautiful?
No,
the same Logos, this word that cannot be tampered with.
El mismo Logos, la palabra que no puede ser.
I repeat that.
Caducado.
This word cannot be tampered with. There we go again. Be careful how you hear. Be careful what you identify with. Be careful what
esta palabra no
you're
puede
listening
ser
manif- to and opening ma- yourself up to. He says the word that cannot be tampered with, that same logos,
esa palabra que no puede ser manipulada, ese logos,
is bringing, brooding over the churches today.
Está trayendo a la iglesia.
Brooding over you, brooding over me, each one of us.
Habitando sobre cada uno de nosotros.
Trying to bring the word. Trying to bring the word to its full manifestation.
Tratando de traer la palabra a su
there
plena
you are. Don't you see his plan? Don't you see how blessed we are?
¿No ves su
you,
plan?
He's not complete without you.
Él no está completo sin ti.
And he is brooding over us
y él
today.
Está,
looking to bring it to
posando sobre cada uno.
The full manifestation. The word to its full manifestation.
La palabra.
We could look at that.
Mira eso.
And stand back in a very broad general sense. And say God's trying to bring His word into full manifestation.
Y trata de decir que Dios está trayendo su palabra, su plena manifestación.
Well, isn't that nice?
¿No es eso hermoso?
But no, we take this very personally. It has everything to do with you
pero
and with me.
Debemos de tomar eso
God
muy personal.
Fulfilling, God completing, God manifesting Himself.
Dios llenando, completando.
That's His whole materializing all those beautiful words that Brother Bram, you know, taught us. Materializing Himself, becoming tangible.
Materializándose a sí mismo, viniendo a ser tangible.
In your flesh.
En tu carne.
In my flesh.
En mi carne.
Amen. Bringing, as Hebrews 2 says, verse 10.
Así como dice Hebreos 2:10.
Bringing many sons to glory.
Muchos hijos a la gloria.
This isn't something we just open a book and read about.
No es algo de que solo leemos un libro y leemos.
And we become one with it, and it changes us.
El entra.
And you
venimos a ser uno en
become written epistles.
Y si has leído la epístola.
Known and read of all men.
Llegando a ser como todo.
The Holy Spirit Himself.
Como pistolas leídas.
Writing on your hearts.
Escritas
and your
en tu corazón,
mind, His word.
Y tu mente, su palabra.
And manifesting that same. Amen. Isn't He beautiful?
Amen.
All right, let's just move on. Sorry, I'm just going here. I'm sorry. I wanted to turn to a couple more here. Let's turn to 1 John 3, because I think when we look at sons, you guys know right where I'm going here, but sons manifested, sons expressed, God expressed through those sons.
Veamos a Juan 3, Dios expresado a través de sus hijos.
Love this. Verse, 1 John 3 and verse 1.
Primera de Juan, verso 3. Capítulo 3.
Yeah, verse. Right. Keep going. There we go. Perfect. Okay. Verse 1. Behold, oh my. Yes. Behold what manner of love. Really. I don't just drift over those words.
Mirad cuál amor.
Behold what manner of love, amazing grace.
Mirad cuál amor, oh hermoso
that the Father
amor,
has bestowed
gracia.
Upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not.
Nos ha dado el Padre para que seamos llamados hijos de Dios. Porque por esto el mundo no nos conoce porque no le conoció a Él.
So, little quick thing here for all of us. Maybe young people, old people, everybody.
Una
don't try
cosita.
To fit in.
No trate de
forget
acoplarse.
About it. You can't.
Olvídese, no puede.
You're not from here.
No eres de aquí.
So, the world doesn't know you because it didn't know Him. Just get, let's...
Porque el mundo no te conoce porque
we're
no le
in good company. Thank you, Lord. And I love how the Weist puts this. If you want to look it up in verse 1, it says, "Behold," he says, what exotic love. I like that. What exotic love the Father
is. Y si quieres verlo en la versión Weist, dice, qué amor tan exótico.
All right, verse 2. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. So we are, but we're going to be. We're being... There's something ahead of us. We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, or we shall see Him as He is.
Okay. Amados, ahora somos hijos de Dios, y aún no se ha manifestado lo que hemos de ser, pero sabemos que cuando Él se manifieste, seremos semejante a Él.
So there's that life expression. Light expressed.
Ahí está esa expresión de vida, la vida expresada
hour,
en esta hora.
I'm drawn to it.
Y llevada hacia eso.
I see it.
Lo veo.
And I become one with it. I begin to look like him. I begin to express him.
Y vengo a ser uno como él. Lo empiezo a expresar.
Amen. We know. Amen. I love that. We know that when he shall appear,
sabemos que
when
cuando
he's
él
unveiled,
aparezca,
when he's revealed, cuando, when he's manifested,
cuando él sea develado, revelado, manifestado,
it's going to bring me into his likeness.
Me traerá exactly a su semejanza. Es
exactly what's going on right now.
Lo que está aconteciendo justo ahora.
Beholding him, we're changed. Beholding him, we're transformed into his likeness and his image.
Mirando hacia él, que él nos transformará a su imagen y semejanza.
I'm not going to read this. I think this will be hard. Do me a favor, just people, everyone who has your Bible apps, look up. I think this will be hard to translate. But if you look up first these same verses, 1 John 3, verse 1 and 2, look them up both in the Wiest and Amplified. They're really, 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 really rich, really beautiful. So I think it's going to be a little bit hard with the... my, is this making sense? Love him, God manifested, has everything to do with you. You're a part of him. He's not complete without you.
¿No es esto hermoso? ¿Le ama?
I love.
Él no está completo sin ti.
We'll just turn to another one real quick.
Yo amo aquí,
Isaiah 55, because I think there's...
Isaiah 55.
What I mean so much to me, we know this passage, but I'd like to read it anyway. Isaiah 55 and verse 10.
En el verso 10.
For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and it returneth not hither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Porque como desciende de los cielos la lluvia y la nieve y no vuelve allá, sino que riega la tierra y la hace germinar y produce y da semilla al que siembra y pan al que come.
Verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth; it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Así será mi palabra que sale de mi boca, no volverá vacía, sino que hará lo que yo quiero y será próspera en aquello para la que lo que la envié.
Take that into your own hearts, into your own lives. That word, that spoken word manifested. God cannot fail. His word cannot fail.
La palabra de Dios no puede fallar.
And we look at God expressing himself. We look at God manifesting his word in his life.
Dios manifestando su palabra, su vida, a sí mismo.
You can see there's a rest and there's a security here.
Puedes ver que hay un descanso, una seguridad.
Because that word cannot pass away.
Es que esa palabra no puede pasar.
It cannot fail.
No puede fallar.
And what did we read?
¿Qué leemos?
Are you that word? Are you part of him?
¿Eres tú esa palabra, parte de él?
Manifested.
Manifestado.
And once you listen, the unbelievers, the world is always going to speak against that word, but
escuche, que los incrédulos siempre hablarán en contra de esa palabra, pero
it cannot fail, it cannot change.
No puede fallar y ni cambiar.
Even remember Brother Branham, he preached that message, unbelief does not hinder God.
Incluso el hermano Branham predicó ese mensaje que la incredulidad no impide a Dios.
Nothing is going to upset his program.
Nada arruinará su programa.
And so we see in ourselves as we look at God manifesting that his word.
Y así como vemos a Dios manifestado en su palabra.
Rest.
Es rest,
security.
Descanso, seguridad.
When he brings it to pass, it's done. There's such an anchor and a security there.
Cuando él hace que acontezca, es concluido. Es seguridad.
Don't you love him?
Ama, no le.
All right, we're just going to wind up. I actually, let's see. Well, let's go into another, just one more quote here I want to cover, and then I'll leave some things with you guys to maybe look up. This is from the serpent seed.
Aquí es de la simiente de la serpiente.
So he said, God has hid it from the eyes of the wise and prudent and revealed it to the, promised to reveal it to the sons of God in the last days when the sons of God will be made manifest.
Que Dios lo ha ocultado de los ojos de los sabios y prudentes, pero prometió revelarlo a los hijos de Dios.
Now listen, he says, when God's sons that rejoiced before the foundation of the world.
Dice que cuando los hijos de Dios se regocijaron antes de la fundación del mundo.
When the great revelation of the Godhead and things would be brought down in the last days.
Cuando la gran revelación de la piedra de corona.
He would manifest these things through the sons of God.
descienda en los últimos días.
What did he just say?
Traerán estas cosas a manifestación
a
los hijos de Dios.
All these things that have been revealed, is that just for me to know so I can now argue and No, it's to manifest Him. The revelation comes in. It brings me into His image and likeness because He wants to manifest Himself through me, you.
Él me trae su imagen y semejanza porque Él quiere que
lo manifieste. Let me just read that one more time. When the great revelation of the Godhead and things would be brought down in the last days, He would manifest these things through the sons of God.
Cuando Él manifiesta estas cosas a... Al final de los tiempos,
says,
la piedra de corona será manifestada.
He says, you know the scripture teaches that, and here we are.
Y sabes que la escritura lo enseña, y aquí estamos.
That's the reason God is opening these things to us.
Esta es la razón por la cual Dios está abriendo
God
estas cosas.
God is bringing His sons into manifestation.
Dios está trayendo
you
a sus hijos a
manifestación.
You are
part of Him. He's not complete without you. He's bringing Himself into full expression. He's bringing His bride into full expression.
Él te está trayendo.
It's all Him
y a su novia.
Manifesting Himself.
Es todo manifestándose a sí mismo.
And it has everything to do with you.
Todo
Don't you love Him? Isn't
contigo.
He beautiful?
No le amo,
Don't you love
hermoso.
This word? Don't you love this message? It's life.
No, it's life. Este mensaje es vida.
All right. Let's see. Maybe one more. Yeah, let's go. I've got a few more things here. Identified Christ of all ages.
El Cristo identificado de todas las edades.
And he's talking about, he says, we're living epistles. In other words, we are epistles that's living, that's been written and now living out the Word of God. We are now, go over that way too fast. Sorry.
Él dice que somos a... Epístolas escritas y leídas.
We're living epistles, or in other words,
somos epístolas vivientes, en otras palabras.
You take this, I, me. We are epistles that's living.
Tú tomas esto, yo, epístolas que estamos viviendo.
That's been written.
Que están siendo escritas.
And now living out the word of God.
Y ahora están viviendo la palabra de Dios.
God in flesh.
Dios en
Your flesh.
Tu
As
carne.
We read in John 1, the word was made
Como leímos en Juan que la palabra fue hecha carne.
Still made flesh
y el verbo es todavía hecho
you
carne.
And in me.
En ti y en mí.
We are living epistles that's been written and now living out the word of God.
Somos epístolas vivientes que
as he promised in the hour,
la palabra de Dios,
manifested word.
Como él prometió en la hora, palabra manifiesta.
Epistles written that's been living out.
Epístolas escritas que están siendo vividas.
All right, and then finally in paragraph 82 he says, the true born again church in this hour.
En el verso 82, la verdadera iglesia viviente
is the living word of God.
Es la palabra viva de
Dios.
Can
you say amen to that? The true born again church in this hour is the living word of God.
La verdadera iglesia nacida de Dios.
It's the word of this age made manifest.
Es la palabra de Dios manifiesta.
You take that. You take these things into your heart.
Y toma usted estas cosas en su corazón.
Meditate on them. Savor them.
Medite en ellas. Saborelas.
I am the word of this age.
Yo soy la palabra de esta edad.
Not me.
Se lo manifiesta.
It's him.
No soy,
I'm a part of him.
No soy yo, sino él. Yo soy parte de él.
Okay, he says, search the scriptures and see what's to be in this age.
Entonces, busque las escrituras y vea qué es lo que tiene que
There
tiene
is
que
Christ venir. Living again.
Ahí está Cristo viviendo nuevamente.
Just changing his mask.
Solo cambiando su máscara.
From one form.
De una forma.
To another.
A otra.
I love that.
Yo amo eso.
Just to see that reality of God in His masks, God in His form.
Es para ver la realidad de Dios en
God
estas máscaras,
all the way
formas.
Through changing His masks.
Dios siempre cambiando sus máscaras.
And here He is now in this day,
y aquí
in
está,
His people,
en este día, su pueblo, manifestado.
You remember He uses the term one time, Brother Branham says.
Recuerda que el hermano Branham usó el término una vez.
The bride coming of Christ.
La venida de la novia de Cristo.
Think of that. It's all Him coming into that place of headship, like we talked about at the beginning. You're made for Him.
Tú eres hecho
to hear that voice.
Escuchar esa voz.
To be ruled and dominated by that voice.
Ser gobernado y dominado por esa voz.
Again, I'll ask, who's leading you?
Y nuevamente pregunto, ¿quién te está
what
liderando?
Are you listening to?
¿A quién escuchas?
He's got a people that are going to be ruled and dominated by that voice and nothing
son
else.
El pueblo de Dios que será gobernado y reinado
Amen.
Por esa voz.
Let's go ahead and just stand, and musicians, if we come, we'll stop
músicos
there.
I've
got some more, but I'll maybe... I love Psalm 1.
Says,
we'll turn there while your musicians are coming. It's so beautiful. That word is going to manifest when? In its season. See, life has a season. It's got a time that He's ordained.
Que la
and it's going
será
to produce
en su
in
temporada.
Just the right season. And I love this.
Será
Psalm
manifesta.
1. Sorry. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Bienaventurado el varón que no anduvo en consejos de malos, ni estuvo en camino de pecadores, sino ni en silla de escarnecedores se ha sentado.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord. I love that.
Que en la ley de Jehová está su delicia.
That's Father. I'm there. I'm your word. It's who I am, and I'm a part of this.
Señor, tu palabra es
in his law does he meditate day and light, night.
Y en su ley medita de día
you
y
take
noche.
That word into your heart, like Brother Branham said, and watch it express itself like any seed.
Y toma esa palabra dentro de tu corazón y vela cómo se expresa en esa semilla.
You are becoming Him. Didn't we read that earlier?
Estás llegando a ser Él, ¿no?
You're becoming part of God.
Estás llegando a ser parte de Dios.
As you feed on that word.
Mientras te alimentas de esa palabra.
And then verse 3, so beautiful. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Será como árbol plantado junto a corrientes de agua.
In the time that God has ordained, that word is going to produce, it's going to bear fruit and manifest itself.
Que da su fruto en su tiempo y la hoja no cae, sino que prospera.
Manifesting himself. And
es todo manifestándose a sí mismo. Es a través tuyo y nuestro.
Amen. He's not complete without you, brother.
No está completo él sin usted.
Fall in love with Him.
Enamórese de él.
Fall in love with His word. It's life.
Y de su palabra es vida.
The dimension. The dimension of that word.
Esta dimensión.
Where you go behind the veil.
Cuando tú vas más allá del velo.
Go behind human reasoning.
Más allá del razonamiento humano.
You open yourself up to that word, to that life, that life stream of God Himself.
Y te abres a esa vida.
It's changing us.
Al despliegue de esa palabra nos está cambiando.
Producing Jesus Christ again in His bride.
Está produciendo Jesucristo nuevamente en su novia.
In your flesh and in mine.
En mía.
Grace.
Es gracia.
Amen. Let's worship. What is that? Is that the law of the Lord? Amen. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The ways of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. We know what number two is. Lord, arise. Rejoicing the heart, the commandments of the Lord are good, and my eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey. 379, if you want to turn there. Comb. The fear of the Lord is clay, enduring forever. The judgments
the Lord are true and righteous altogether, and in keeping of the herd are they then gold, yea, then much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
Amen. So true. More to be desired are they than gold. Fall in love with Him. Fall in love with His Word. I love Brother Branham, how much he says, you know, I might not know this book, but I know the author real well. May that be so in every one of us. I know the author. I know his voice. I'm in love with him. I'm in love with his leadership. I crave it more every day, that voice, just to be in that place with him, led by him. Amen. Amen. Can you sing? I sing praises to you.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name.
Once more, unleash your love on Him.
I sing praises to your name. O Lord, praises to your name. O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Morning, Father, for reminding us, Lord, that we're part of you and you're not complete without us. Truly, the world will reject us, Lord, and we don't fit in this world. We might feel that we're alone, but you're here with us, Lord. You're encouraging us through your word. You're getting all your bride ready, Lord, until the last get in the body, Lord. Help us, Lord, to press on it, Lord. Believe your word. This life might not be easy, Lord, we might not understand so many things, but through your word, we believe, Lord, that you're going to take us where you are.
Amen.
Work in us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to love this word more than anything. We need to get rid of whatever is catching our attention and keeping us away from you. If we need to know you more, to know the author of this book, help us, Lord, to get to that place. We might read some verses that we don't understand, Lord, but your Holy Spirit is more than able to help us to understand. We need you, Lord, in this age. The hell is pressing on, Lord, but we know that you are pressing on too. Help us, Lord, to understand to who we belong. Bless these people, Lord, that have gathered in your name. They have praised your name, Lord, because they believe in you. Encourage our faith, Lord. Help us, Lord, to fall in love with you. If we need more of that, help us, Lord. Bless the people, Lord, that are needy in this world and are just falling apart. There's so many thoughts going on in our minds, Lord. Help us to realize which is your voice. That still voice, Lord. We just need more and more of you. And as we depart from this place, Lord, please help us to be rejoiced in our hearts and be aware that you're dealing with our lives, that you're working, you're healing our hearts and our minds. Help us to see you all over the places, Lord. Help us, Lord, to spread your word, because it's lacking. We know that all the other things will be added, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
And your soul is bound in a bundle of life with his. And one, you're inseparable. And walk with him, brothers and sisters. God bless.